you know, there is very little that I have not won in this business. You see what happens when I chill and sit back and watch the inmates run the asylum? See how the ratings have been going down each and every week I don't appear in the main event? No more. This is it. I did not save the WEWA for this crap. To see people like Spector, Lee Real, and Morrison bring it to the brink of bankruptcy and disaster. This stops now. But T, this is why you have been holding me down, but no more. Suspensions? Don't make me laugh. Tonight, every damn wrestler, excluding the Revolution, of course, better watch their step, because someone is going to get hurt and hurt bad. Rick Righteous is taking over. Quote the righteous and live it, love it, and learn it.
B-A-C-W fans, this is our co-main event of the evening, and it will be for BACW's Heavyweight Championship. In this contest, pinfalls will not count, and the only way to win is to retrieve your title from the hook that's dangling high above. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, Mr. Righteous would like to request that you all now show your appreciation by getting down on your knees and bowing to your savior and messiah, Rick Righteous, for he has come as it was written. About to exit the curtain, standing 6'5" tall and weighing in at 287 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal. He hails from Los Angeles, California, and is a multi-time eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. He currently holds the record for the longest heavyweight title reign and vows that tonight he will become your next BACW Heavyweight Champion. He is the Alpha Omega of professional wrestling and doesn't like you and doesn't need you because, quite frankly, he thinks you need him. Introducing the one and only true messiah of professional wrestling, Mr. Rick Righteous!
As the smoke hits the entranceway and the bright lights reflect on the stage, here comes Rick Righteous stepping out from behind the curtain wearing an all-red hooded sequin robe. The pyrotechnics continue to go off up and down the ramp and flexing his muscle in front of this capacity crowd. My God, Rick Righteous is like an Adonis up there on that stage. And listen to the ladies, he's driving all the women crazy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce his opponent. He is a former two-time WWA Heavyweight Champion and is now the recognized and current BACW Heavyweight title holder. Accompanied to the ring by his pet hyena Johnny, weighing in at 299 pounds and coming to you from the deepest corners of your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spector!
As the lights go out and an eerie purple glow faintly lights up this arena, the oval charm lifts up, and here comes a Spectre with that damn monster truck of his. Bringing the truck to a standstill, Spectre climbs through the window with a wild, deranged look on his face and pointing to Rick Righteous, the Spectre points up to the roof heavens and oh my God! Look at the thunderous lightning that just echoed throughout our arena. Spectre now is handing the BACW Heavyweight Championship belt to the referee, and as the hook lowers, my God, look at Spectre. He looks absolutely intense. For a second month in a row, Spectre is not laughing. You know what? If Spectre could pull off a win here, he'll certainly have my respect. Carefully coming into the ring through the rope, Spectre turns his back to the former World Heavyweight Champion to pull up his knee pads, and here comes a crafty veteran charging across the ring. Spectre spins, and Rick misses with the wild clothesline. Recoiling and driving forward, Spectre drops Righteous like a bad habit, and my God, what an impressive left hook followed by the Spectre. Pulling the barbed wire ladder off the canvas, Spectre leans it up into the corner and ramming his wrestling boot into the side of Rick Righteous's head. Spectre pulls the Messiah back up into an upright position. Irish whip across the ring, and look out! Oh my God! Rick Righteous collided chest first with that barbed wire ladder and stumbling backwards right into the arms of the Spectre. Oh, good grief, Charlie Brown! What a merciless side suplex! champion. Remember, folks, pinfalls do not count in this match, and the only way to win is to pull the championship belt from its perch, which has been located about 25 feet above our logo. Spectre sets the ladder up again, looking to slam Rick's head into the barbed wire covered steel, but Righteous immediately puts on the brake, shaking his head. Hard chops to the chest of the Spectre by Righteous, and taking hold of the purple hair nuts head. Oh, there goes Spectre face first into the rungs of the barbed wire ladder, and sure as shit, Spectre is busted wide open. Yanking Spectre to his feet by his blood-soaked purple hair, Rick loops the arm of the champion over his head and arching backwards. Oh my god, right into the ladder. You have to be kidding me. Vertical suplex plants Spectre right onto the barbed wire rungs, and oh my god, Spectre just slid down the barbed wire ladder, and oh, that's just not human. Look at his back. Good lord almighty, it's torn open already from the brutal barb. Righteous appears to be anxious to get this one over with, and pushing Spectre out of the way, he's gonna send the ladder and try to recapture the title. Spectre is once again fighting to his feet and reaching up. He takes hold of Rick Righteous's wrestling boot and stops the challenger right in his tracks, yanking backwards with ruthless aggression. Ooh, Spectre just knocked Righteous off the ladder, and my god, did you see Rick's head bounce off the canvas with a sick, sadistic thud. Right now, folks, the Spectre is covered in his own blood and toppling the barbed wire ladder right onto the back of Rick Righteous. Spectre now resets the weapon of extreme in the center of the ring, and it appears that Spectre is going to be going for the title next. Spectre wants to regain his championship, but he's got to get up this 20-foot ladder, and he's got to take possession of the BACW title. And I think tonight, if Spectre can defeat Rick Righteous, he will silence all the critics, including myself. The crowd is now behind the Spectre, who is halfway up the ladder, but Righteous is pulling himself up the opposite side of the ladder. The barb has to be digging into these two men as they maneuver themselves into position. They're both now up at the apex of this extreme device. It took Spectre a little bit longer than Righteous, because my god, if you could see the cuts on Spectre's back right now, you would absolutely vomit. Righteous with the left, Spectre with the right, Righteous with another left, Spectre counters with another right, Spectre, 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 Righteous loses his balance and toppling off the ladder. Oh my god, the champion just fell onto the logo, and oh my, Rick Righteous is in serious trouble. The Spectre is all alone at the top of the ladder. He's looking up at that title and then into the crowd. He's shaking his head no, he's not gonna go for the belt. What the hell is Spectre doing? He's jumping off from 20 feet above.
Oh my god!
Guillotine leg drop from the top of the barbed wire ladder! And listen to this Las Vegas crowd go crazy for the Spectre! Rick Righteous is in serious pain and rolling under the bottom ropes and down onto the concrete floor, clutching his chest in pain. Look at Spectre, he's got the ladder, he's lifting it up over his blood-covered body. Oh my god, he just dropped it right on top of Rick Righteous's now lifeless body. And here comes the Spectre down to the ringside area, it looks like, to inflict more pain on Rick Righteous. What's this crazy lunatic doing now? Hold on to your seats, folks, because the Spectre appears to be leaning the barbed wire ladder against the steel stairs, and this isn't looking good for our former world heavyweight champion. Spectre pulls into an Irish whip, but no, Righteous reversal. Oh my god, Spectre goes face first into the barbed wire, and the blood is once again running down the face of the Spectre. This match needs to be stopped before Spectre gets killed. My god, Combaty, it's not worth it, Spectre. Just give it up. Wait a minute, what the hell is Rick Righteous doing? Hey, Rick, what are you doing? Oh my god, Rick Righteous now has a strand of barbed wire from the ladder, and he's wrapping it around the Spectre's head, turning him into a caricature of Jesus Christ, and the champion's forehead looks like a train wreck. The blood is now gushing down the Spectre's face, and my god, Spectre needs medical attention. How much more can the Spectre take? Rick Righteous is absolutely, he's just a monster out there. There's no other way to say it. Righteous is going for the crown. now tosses the ladder back into the ring, and he's climbing over the top ropes, and it's a good thing because the Specter looks like he's been skinned alive. There is flesh opened on the Specter's back and on his forehead and on his arms, and let me tell you people something, Rick Righteous is in poor shape too. Don't think that this match has all been righteous, but it's Specter who's now setting up the ladder in the center of the ring, and it's the champion who's climbing up the barbed wire ladder, and it's the champion who appears like he's gonna retain the title. Folks, Rick Righteous has just begun to stir, and the Specter is halfway up the ladder. There is no way Righteous is gonna catch him. The Specter is at the top, and he's reaching up. He's gonna get the belt. Specter's gonna retain it. What the hell? Hey, wait a minute. Did that belt just move up? I mean, it looked like it got higher. Am I wrong? Oh my God. Now on his knees, Rick Righteous has re-entered the ring, and he's got a hold of the ladder. He's up to his feet, and he's shaking it with all his might. Specter can't hang on. The ladder's tipping. Oh my God. Here comes the pin. Oh! Specter crashes through the timekeeper's table outside the ring. And my God, Specter is out cold. The ladder has bent from my vantage point, and it doesn't appear to be usable. My God, Specter is dead. I think he's dead. And wait a minute. Hey, who's that up there in the rafters? Is that Malik Johnson? Oh my God, Malik is up in the rafters, and he's lowering the BACW title into the ring. What the hell is going on? He can't do that. Oh my God, Specter is somehow crawling from the wreckage of the timekeeper's table. He's desperately trying to get back into the ring, but Righteous unhooks the belt from its hook, and what kind of BS is this? Oh my God, thanks to Malik Johnson, the referee is calling for the bell, and not like this. My God, my God, my God, Specter has been screwed out of his BACW Heavyweight Championship by the Revolution, and as Rick Righteous rolls from the ring with his, in my opinion, stolen BACW Championship in his hands, let's go to the ring for this bogus but official announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout, and new Badass Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
I am disgusted, I'm shocked, stunned, and damn you to hell, Malik Johnson and that damn Revolution! Damn you all to hell! Specter was robbed, he was hoodwinked, and I just can't wait for Mr. Matee to rebook this match with Specter and Rick Righteous, because in my opinion, Specter had this contest won. I don't believe we're gonna have to endure another title reign by Rick Righteous, and I only have to say one thing. May Lord help us all. Folks, it's time to take a break. But when we return for our main event for the unrecognized World Heavyweight Championship between Absolutely Real and the Crippler Matt McClain, we're going to go to the back where Matt McClain's one-time long friend Terminal Frost is requesting some airtime. We'll see you in a few. Hey, Specter, you were robbed. That's a bullshit call.